Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good to have you with us here again today for another in the awesome series of Read the Word, the majestic Word of God. You know, I'm going to say that for 365 days in a row, I'm going to say the majestic Word of God. You know why? Because it is the majestic Word of God. And every day, I see God's Word, and I hope you do too, that it is so correlated to our Christian life. There's no separating from it. And even though we've already heard everything that we're reading every day, it's God saying, I got to tell you, this is of absolute importance in your life. And so today, here we go. With more laws, the tithe, the feast, Moses is reminding the next generation, not only do it right, but do it right because it's right, in Jesus' mighty name. Say the opening prayer with us now. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today, so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love, and may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, length, and depth, and height. So I will know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 14. Improper mourning. This is interesting. You are the children of the Lord your God. You shall not cut yourself, nor shave the front of your head for the dead. For you are a holy people to the Lord your God. And the Lord has chosen you to be a people for himself. A special treasure above all the peoples who are on the face of the earth. Want to say it with me? I'm really special to God.
I'm really special to God.
Clean and unclean meat. Verse number 3, you shall not eat any detestable thing. These are the animals which you may eat, the ox, the sheep, and the goat. The deer, the gazelle, the roe deer, the wild goat, the mountain goat, the antelope, and the mountain sheep. Brother Dusty, let's eat them all. And you may eat every animal with cloven hoofs, having the hoofs split into two parts, and that chews the cud among the animals. Nevertheless, of those that chew the cud or have cloven hoofs, you shall not each eat such as these: the camel, the hare, the rock hyrax, for they chew the cud but do not have cloven hooves. They are unclean for you. Also, the swine is unclean for you because it has cloven hooves, yet it does not chew the cud. You shall not eat their flesh or touch their dead carcass. It's a long ways different than that in the New Testament from Acts chapter 10, when God dropped the sheep down for Peter to eat and said, rise and eat. Verse 10, well, 9. These you may eat of all that are in the water. You may eat all that have fins and scales. Whatever does not have fins and scales, you shall not eat, is unclean for you. All clean birds you may eat, but these you shall not eat: the eagle, the vulture, the buzzard, the redcart, the falcon, the kite, after their kinds. every raven after its kind, the ostrich, the short-eared owl, the seagull, and the hawk after their kinds, the little owl, the screech owl, the white owl, the jackdaw, the carrion vulture, the fisher owl, the stork, the heron after its kind, and the hoopoe, and the bat. Don't eat them bats. That'll make you go bat crazy. 19. Also, every creeping thing that flies is unclean for you. They shall not be eaten. You may eat all clean birds. You shall not eat anything that dies of itself. You may give it to the alien who is within your gates that he may eat it. Or you may sell it to a foreigner. For you are holy people to the Lord your God. You shall not boil a young goat in its mother's milk. I've got to look that up and see what that's all about.
Yeah.
Verse 22, tithing principles. You shall surely tithe all the increase of your grain that the field produces year by year. You shall eat before the Lord your God in the place where he chooses to make his name abide. The tithe of your grain and your new wine and your oil of the firstborn of your herds and your flocks, that you may learn to fear the Lord your God always. But if the journey is too long for you so that you are not able to carry the tithe, or if the place where the Lord your God chooses to put his name is too far from you, when the Lord your God has blessed you, then you shall exchange it for money. Take the money in your hand, go to the place which the Lord your God chooses. You shall spend that money for whatever your heart desires, for oxen or sheep, for wine or similar drink, for whatever your heart desires. You shall eat there before the Lord your God, and you shall rejoice, you and your household. You shall not forsake the Levite who is within your gates, for he has no part nor inheritance with you. 28, at the end of every third year, you shall bring out the tithe of your produce of that year and store it up within your gates. And the Levite, because he has no portion nor inheritance with you, and the stranger and the fatherless and the widow who are within your gates may come and eat and be satisfied, that the Lord your God may bless you in all the work of your hand which you do. Chapter 15. God was pretty serious about the tithe, wasn't he? And if you just worship the Lord with your tithe, it's not a bill you pay. And if you had a church where they're sending you a bill for it, get out of that church. Or talk to the pastor and say, what are we doing? This is not the Bible. 15:1. At the end of every 7 years, you shall grant a release of debts. And this is the form of release. Every creditor who has lent anything to his neighbor shall release it. He shall not require it of his neighbor or his brother, because it is called the Lord's release. Or of a foreigner you may require it, but you shall give up your claim to what is owed by your brother, except when there may be no poor among you. For the Lord will greatly bless you in the land which the Lord your God has given you to possess as an inheritance. Did you know that? Notice that? There will be no more poor among you. Verse 5, only if you obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe with care all these commandments which I command you today. For the Lord your God will bless you, as he promised you. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. You shall reign over many nations, but they shall not reign over you. Verse number 7. If there is among you a poor man of your brethren within any of the gates in your land, which the Lord your God has given you, you shall not harden your heart nor shut your hand from your poor brother. But you shall open your hand wide to him and willingly lend him sufficient for his needs, whatever he needs. Beware lest there be a wicked thought in your heart, saying, the seventh year, the year of the release is at hand, and your eye be evil against your poor brother, and you give him nothing, and he cry out to the Lord against you, and it become sin among you. 10. You shall surely give to him, and your heart should not be grieved when you give to him, because for this thing the Lord God will bless you in all your works and in all to which you put your hand. For the poor will never cease from the land. Therefore I command you, saying, you shall open your hand wide to your brother, to your poor and your needy in your land. The law concerning bondservants, or this is almost like employees. Verse 12. If your brother, a Hebrew man or Hebrew woman, is sold to you and serves you 6 years, in the seventh year you shall let him go free from you. And when you send him away free from you, you shall not let him go away empty-handed. You shall supply him liberally from your flock, from your threshing floor, from your winepress. From what the Lord has blessed you with, you shall give to him. You shall remember you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God redeemed you. Therefore, I command you this thing today. And if it happens that he says to you, I will not go away from you, because he loves you and your house, since he prospers with you, then you shall take an awl, thrust it through his ear to the door, and he shall be your servant forever. Wow. Also, to your female servant you shall do likewise. And it shall not seem hard to you when you send him away free from you. For he has been worth a double hired servant in serving you 6 years. Then the Lord your God will bless you in all you do. I like that statement. Then the Lord your God will bless you in all you do.
Amen.
The law concerning firstborn animals. Verse 19, all the firstborn males that come from your herd and your flock you shall sanctify to the Lord your God. You shall do no work with the firstborn of your herd, nor share the firstborn of your flock. You and your household shall eat it before the Lord your God, year by year, in the place which the Lord chooses. But if there is a defect in it, if it is lame or blind or has any serious defect, you shall not sacrifice it to the Lord your God. You may eat it within your gates. The unclean and the clean person alike may eat it. And if it were a gazelle or a deer, as if it were a gazelle or a deer, only you shall not eat its blood. You shall pour it on the ground like water. Deuteronomy chapter 16. The Passover is reviewed. Observe the month of Abib. Keep the Passover to the Lord your God. For in the month of Abib, the Lord your God brought you out of Egypt by night. Therefore, you shall sacrifice the Passover to the Lord your God from the flock and the herd in the place where the Lord chooses to put his name. How many times we've heard that phrase? The Lord chooses to put his name. Oh, my goodness. Verse 3, you shall eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread with it. That is the bread of affliction. For you came out of the land of Egypt in haste, that you may remember the day in which you came out of the land of Egypt, all the days of your life. And no leaven shall be seen among you in all your territory for 7 days, nor shall any of the meat which you sacrifice the first day at twilight remain overnight until morning. You may not sacrifice the Passover within any of your gates which the Lord your God gives you, but at the place where the Lord your God chooses to make his name abide, there you shall eat, you shall sacrifice the Passover at twilight, at the going down of the sun, at the time you came out of Egypt. and you shall roast it in the place which the Lord your God chooses. And in the morning you shall turn and go to your tents. 6 days shall you eat unleavened bread, and on the seventh day there shall be a sacred assembly to the Lord your God. You shall do no work on it. Feast of Weeks reviewed. This is Exodus 34, Leviticus 23, and Numbers 28. God was pretty serious about this one, wasn't he? Verse 9, you shall count 7 weeks for yourself. Begin to count the 7 weeks from the time you begin to put the sickle to the grain. Then you shall keep the Feast of Weeks to the Lord your God with the tribute of a freewill offering from your hand, which you shall give as the Lord your God blesses you. You shall rejoice before the Lord your God, you, your son, your daughter, your male servant, your female servant, the Levite who's within your gates, the stranger, the fatherless, the widow who are among you, at that place where the Lord your God chooses to make his name abide. Verse 12, and you shall remember that you were a slave in Egypt, and you shall be careful to observe these statutes. The Feast of Tabernacle reviewed. Verse 13, you shall observe the Feast of Tabernacles 7 days. When you have gathered from your threshing floor and from your wine presses, and you shall rejoice in your feast, you, your son, your daughter, your male servant, your female servant, and the Levite, the stranger, and the fatherless, the widow, who are within your gates. 7 days you shall keep a sacred feast to the Lord your God in the place which the Lord chooses, because the Lord your God will bless you in all your produce and in all the works of your hand, so that you surely rejoice. God is blessing you so much that it's going to make you rejoice. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah on that one. Three times a year, your males shall appear before the Lord your God in the place which he chooses, at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, at the Feast of Weeks, and at the Feast of the Tabernacles. And they shall not appear before the Lord empty-handed. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord your God, which God has given you. Verse 18, you shall appoint judges and officers in all your gates, which the Lord your God gives you according to your tribes, and they shall judge the people with just judgment. You shall not pervert justice. You shall not show partiality, nor take a bribe, for a bribe blinds the eyes of the wise and twists the words of the righteous. You shall follow what is altogether just, that you may live and inherit the land which the Lord your God is giving you. Say it with me, altogether just. That's a whole new level of just right there. Verse 21, you shall not plant for yourself any tree as a wooden image near the altar which you build for yourself to the Lord your God. You shall not set up a sacred pillar which the Lord your God hates. Now, when you see everything that God spoke, Moses is speaking by the Holy Spirit, on his last days on this earth. I've never studied it to see how many days it took Moses to say all this. Maybe he said it in one day and headed up to Pisgah. You don't know. I got to study it out, or you can. Here's the reality. God is using Moses in his last speech to them to say, God has promised to bless you, and he has done it. Walk with him and be holy, and he will bless you. Isn't that awesome that our God loves us that much? And you can see it in Genesis You can see it in Exodus. You can see it in Leviticus. You can see it in Numbers. Now we're seeing it in Deuteronomy. We're going to see it in Joshua. And you literally are going to see it all the way through the Bible that God is taking care of his people. Abundantly taking care of them. In Jesus' mighty name. Here we go. Let's pray the prayer of salvation. Because you never know who's here that has never made Jesus the Lord of their life. Ready? Pray this prayer with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
And John 1:12.
And John 1:12.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in
you. You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
And I thank you for it.
Thank you.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And rose again on the third day.
And rose again on the third day.
Put your hands up and just say, I receive you into my life.
Right, I receive now. You into my life.
Fill my whole spirit, soul, and body.
Fill my spirit, soul, and body.
I receive all of your love.
I receive all of
and
your
love. All of your mercy.
All of your mercy.
All of your grace.
All of your grace.
Filling every part of my
filling life. Every part of my life.
In Jesus' mighty
in
name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Fill me with the Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy
so
Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of
pray
God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly
and
language.
And live a successful life.
And live a
as a believer every day.
As a believer every
I pray day. This in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's the first time you prayed that prayer. You're probably saying, whoa, Pastor, what just happened to me? Well, what just happened is Jesus Christ of Nazareth just came in. You went from darkness to light because Jesus is the light of the world. You went from fear to faith because Jesus is the author and finisher of your faith. You went from your sin, which you can't beat, none of us could, to Jesus' righteousness, which guarantees you overcome it when you perfect righteousness in your life. How about that? According to Romans chapter 8, verses 14 through 17, you've been adopted into the family of God. You are now an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. How amazing is that? You might say, Pastor, how can all that be in one prayer? Because God just wants you to crack the door, and he's coming in. And he doesn't fill you with church. He doesn't fill you with a building. He doesn't fill you with a denomination. He doesn't fill you with a bunch of theology books. He fills you with himself. And he restores your relationship that you had at the moment you were conceived. Yeah. It's pretty cool. You didn't get a religion. You were made perfect in a relationship with God Almighty. That's pretty powerful for us. Now, I have put my email address and website in there. I want to be a blessing to you in any way I can. I got hundreds and hundreds of teachings that can help you walk with God. Put in a very practical force and a very practical process. People asking questions. And we call it live interactive faith building. Happens every night. You're welcome to be a part of it. Happens every day at noon. We're praying every day for Ukraine and the people all over Europe. This is a great ministry. We got a lot going. Now, send me an email and say, Pastor, I just prayed the prayer. And I want to walk with God every day. That's your responsibility, is to walk with God. This isn't the end. This was your first step into the kingdom today. And now, just walk with God every day. Pray this with me. Jesus, help me walk with you today. And he is, and he will. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, remember, we're going to put timestamps in, little four-digit blue numbers in the notes and in the comments. You can go right there and click a specific part of this, hear a chapter again. You can hear a special thing I'm saying again. Go in and listen to the words about the communion elements again and what goes on in your life. Just click that four-digit blue stamp, that little blue numbers in the notes or the comments, and it'll take you right to that point on the video. This is a listener-supported ministry, so if Jesus says, hey, send these people a seed, please do, we receive it in Jesus' mighty name. Matter of fact, he told me to say the other night, if you got a motor coach that you're needing to get rid of, evidently I need one. I want to hit the road and begin to preach in a public setting because I see the time so close that I'm not a beggar. I'm just making it known what's there. And God is bringing it to pass in every part of our life. This is the greatest ministry in the world. We have no push. We have no pull. We're not sitting around watching and studying you to see if you're doing wrong. We're helping you walk with God every single day of your life. And that's a powerful place to be because there's no manipulation. There's no control. You and I, our brothers and sisters in the kingdom, charging this year and doing everything we can to help everybody around us. In Jesus' mighty name. Jesus is coming soon. Be ready to when that trumpet toots. You're going to scoop Jesus, my name. Till we see you again, remember this. We love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. Log Talk Radio, we're glad to have you with us tonight. Thank you for being a part of this ministry with us. And wherever you may be around the world, we bless you. And we bless your families. Take this message and every day, right out of John chapter 7, verses 37 and 38, just continually say, out of my belly flows rivers of living water. And this Jesus said about the Holy Spirit, who would be poured out in their lives. I speak. The eyes of your understanding are flooded with enlightenment, so you know exactly how to walk with God. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Till we see you again, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen and amen.